Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Timeline Tuesday on Twitter right now at TNT Radio Empire. TNTRadioEmpire.com is a website. Download the podcast. We're on all the podcast platforms, and thank you for doing that. You know, 1.2 million a month and counting are downloading that podcast, so we appreciate that.
And free.
Yeah, that's free, yeah.
No
yeah.
Fees.
No. Nick will be doing some comedy Friday night if you're planning your after Thanksgiving, party. Where are you at Friday, Nick?
Yes, I will be at Cabo Bar in Beatrice, Nebraska, Friday, 8 p.m.
Our buddy the Menkers at the Funny Bone in Omaha. The Menkers are going to swing in tomorrow for a couple minutes. Love the Menker.
Yeah. Five, I think. We got him slated for
he's got scheduled for five.
Tight five.
He's going to give us a tight five, right?
It was on this date in 1889. You might remember where you were when the first jukebox made its debut at the Palais Royal Saloon in San Francisco.
What year?
1889.
That's a lot earlier than I would have thought for that.
The machine was an Edison phonograph modified with a coin slot installed inside an oak cabinet.
And a guy had to crank on it?
Ian play records.
Yeah.
It was a 25-pound sulfuric acid battery.
First song.
Provided electricity. miles
an hour, yeah. To play the jukebox, because that's how far away it was.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds safe. Yeah. A sulfuric acid battery powering the jukebox. What could go wrong in that bar?
And how many minutes into this thing did the first guy go, Jesus, this song?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Who played B-11?
Yeah, does it say what it was loaded with?
Yeah.
It could only play one wax cylinder at a time, and it had to be changed by hand.
Scott Joplin or something like that? Was it?
No. That might have been
earlier.
That was pre-Joplin. Yeah.
It was pre-Joplin, you're right.
Mozart.
Yeah.
Now, amplification had not yet been developed, so you had to stick your ear up to a listening tube.
Yeah. Oh. Huh. The cone.
Move over. I want to listen. Yeah. Yeah, we're lucky we were born during when we were. By the way, we got to enjoy a lot more. And they'll say that in the future.
Referred to his machine as the nickel in the slot phonograph, which turned into the Nickelodeon.
Oh, Nickelodeon! I never knew that. Right. I was this day age.
And the Nick Jr.
When I heard Nickelode.
And Snooki's 34 today.
Snooki.
That makes me feel old.
Yep.
Almost old enough to date Mike Zimmer.
Mike Zimmer.
Almost.
There's a picture of Todd's Viking head coach there, Mike Zimmer, who's 65, and his new woman that's on the Twitter and Facebook. And she's 38. Obviously a Viking fan, because that's how he's tagging that. But hot. Hot.
Model / banker.
Yeah. How about banker, who used to model? That's what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. She probably was a local Sears catalog as a kid, but she's hot.
Yeah, how did she end up on the cover of the Australian Maxim?
Instagram.
Yeah.
Looked like she's done a lot of modeling.
Right, she's probably done some fitness modeling, that kind of stuff.
they didn't lower their standards to put her on the cover of Max.
Oh, no, not at all. She's hot, man. Zimmer's probably at the gym every morning to keep up with that.
Yeah.
A man who spent 2 years locked up in Hawaii State Hospital.
Which island?
Is filing a federal lawsuit against several government agencies. Lawyers for Joshua, let's go with Spriesterbach, said their client was wrongfully arrested
and thrown
into the hospital because of mistaken identity. The lawsuit says the man's civil rights were violated by Honolulu police officers, deputy public defenders, doctors at the state mental hospital, and the State Department of Public Safety. Spriesterbach, who was homeless at the time, was arrested in Honolulu in 2017 after he fell asleep on the sidewalk. He was arrested for crimes actually committed by another man who turned out to be a convicted drug user, car thief, and burglar who had an outstanding warrant at the time. State officials, state hospital officials, allegedly labeled Spriesterbach as delusional because he insisted that he wasn't the other guy.
I do remember this story. Yeah.
And they gave him powerful antipsychotic medication.
That'll mess you up.
They said, I'm not that guy. Yes, you are. Well, he wasn't that guy.
How did they find out that he wasn't that guy?
I'm not sure exactly how they finally figured it out.
Well, now we know how to get powerful narcotics just so you're not that guy. I'm not Craig Evans.
I'm not that guy. Wink, wink.
They said, yes, you are, and to prove it, we'll give you this heavy-duty medication.
And they dosed him for 2 years in the hospital?
I forget how they figured it out.
We all watched the movies. They put the pill under their tongue and showed the nurse they took it and then spit it out.
He's ordering like a 23andMe to be delivered to the hospital.
No, this sounds like Cuckoo's Nest.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might actually be worse than...
Did Chief smother him and bust out?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that might be worse than being locked up in prison wrongfully.
Right.
Being locked up in a mental hospital and heavily medicated against your will. And
maybe, but prison's still ass-butt stuff, you know.
Against your will is the key there.
Ass-butt stuff.
I'm tired, man. I'm sorry. That's the end of the show, stuff. That should have been That should have been tomorrow at 9:30.
We ain't there yet.
I know I'm not.
We ain't there yet.
I know. But
tomorrow's going to be a disaster.
It is. And Menker's going to walk in.
That'll help.
I don't think any of the antipsychotic medication would be that good of a buzz.
No, I don't think so either. I only think about the mental hospital, you got three squares, you got a nice bed. In hospital, there's ass butt stuff. No, excuse me, not hospital, in prisoners' ass butt stuff.
Yeah, but you're hanging out with a bunch of crazies.
That's true.
Yeah, and the nurse gets pissed at you and lobotomizes you.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Yeah, you're right. And Chief kills you and busts out.
I mean, they both suck, but
yeah.
I mean, the mental hospital, I mean, that seems like another level of hell.
A true mental hospital, yeah. Right. But you are in Hawaii. It's beautiful out. Huh?
Yeah. There's that.
Yeah. If I get some yard time.
Decent view.
Yeah. And the ass butt stuff is probably consensual.
Ideally.
You want to make sure.
Ideally.
Probably consensual is not a good definition.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So people have a hard time making up their minds on this stupid question.
Will we, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have a hard time even coming up with some sort of interest in answering it.
Also, we have to answer this. Gun to head, we have to answer this.
I guess.
Okay,
yeah. Gotcha. And it's stupid.
This can't be an I don't care.
Sure it can.
Because it obviously is.
Well, no, it is an I don't care, but we need to make it more.
All right. Yes, we will. I guarantee you.
Sounds like most stuff.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, it is. If you could have access to only one kind of eating utensil.
Oh, this is stupid.
For the rest of your miserable life.
Spoon.
What would it be?
Spoon.
Would it be chopsticks?
Nope.
Would it be a knife?
Although I'm pretty good with chopsticks.
Would it be a knife?
No, I got teeth.
Would it be a spoon?
Yes.
Would it be a fork? Or a spork?
I'd go spork.
They should not offer the spork, but you still can't eat soup with a spork.
I think you can
a
make
little
good.
Bit.
You
a
can
little
make
bit.
Do.
Sure you could.
Bit.
But there's a lot more things you can't eat with a spoon. Like, how you can eat a salad or macaroni or something.
Macaroni you can eat with a spoon.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. Salad you can eat with a spoon?
Like
come on.
But like a spaghetti. Like, you couldn't.
Yes, you can.
You'd have problems with that.
No.
Yeah, you'd have to cut it.
That would be
a
problem.
I'd pick a spoon over a fork, but they're giving you the spork.
Yeah,
the
spork is an
option. You shouldn't give the spork option. We'll take the spork.
The spork shouldn't be in there. Otherwise, it's just give you a Swiss Army knife.
Right.
It's pretty much even between spoon, fork, and spork.
It should be spork.
22-23% for each of them.
Do the spoon and fork bozos know that a spork is both of those? Now I'm pissing these people.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I would have said spoon over fork, but to give me a spork, I'm there.
Yes.
No question.
You have to go spork.
You have to go spork or you're dumb.
18% said they would just use a knife.
No.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
No. I have to quit saying knife.
Yeah. I will give them knife, though. Otherwise, if you go spoon or fork, you got to go spork.
It's total spork.
If you're knife.
I'm not giving you a knife either. I'm picking spork over knife.
For knife.
This actually pissed me off, this story.
And if you just go knife, a lot of times you have to hold down whatever you're cutting
with
a fork and then use the knife.
Apparently this is stab your food.
Oh, I got it. You could stab it. You could stab it. You're right. I'll give you a knife. I'll give you a knife over spork or spoon separately, but spork over knife.
You need
knife.
A spoon in there somewhere.
You do.
So spork has to be the answer.
Right.
Spork did you say foon?
Yeah. Shut up.
That'd be hilarious. 4% of us.
A foon is what? A fork and a spoon. So yeah, why is that to be called a spork? Can't be a foon.
Yeah, it could have easily
been a foon.
It could have been.
Foon.
Yeah.
4% of us would choose.
And we'd be laughing at spork then. Oh, spork.
10% of us are too stupid to even come up with an answer on this.
How many 10%?
First of all, I'm pretty good with chopsticks. I can handle those, but I'm not going to choose those. You know.
Yeah, it's tough to get soup.
In that culture, you probably just pick that because you're really good at them.
Well, yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm good with sushi and chopsticks. Yeah.
I guess with soup, you just lift the bowl up to your fat head.
That's what I would do.
Same with cereal. Yeah. Cereal is tough with the chopsticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be impossible if you picked fork. See, you'd have a hard time with cereal for the rest of your life.
Spoon over fork, but spork over both.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Dumb people, man.
Did you watch WWE last night?
No.
I don't watch it any week. Yeah. But somebody ran in, right?
Seth Rollins.
I saw the headline. Yeah, this guy's ripped.
Attacked by a fan.
This guy's Seth Rollins was like, well, this is stupid, but he's ripped and he's in shape.
Yeah, just seconds after he'd beaten Finn Balor,
I guess. That's a big match.
In the ring in New York, a man left his seat, jumped some railing, and as Rollins was leaving the actual arena, this guy jumped the railing and pretty much speared Rollins, just leapt into him as if he's trying to tackle him. And he did tackle him.
So he's into it. So he's got
so
really
Rollins
into
was able to, of course, fight back long enough for refs and security to help him. He was able to get away and avoid any serious injury.
They should let him pound his ass. Just beat him up.
Yeah, absolutely.
The next
35-year-old idiot.
The next match should have been those two.
Oh, no. Rollins is 35.
And it shouldn't have been fake. It shouldn't have been fake. Right.
Yeah, the WWE says not fake. They were working with law enforcement to make sure the man, quote, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
See, now people are going to start to think that wrestling fans are stupid. They're kind of slow. They're not that bright.
I started right now thinking some wrestling fans, some, are stupid.
Yeah, this guy's crazy. You're 35. Not only do you care enough that you're that mad, but then you actually try to kick his ass.
Right, because... they don't have to fake it when somebody's trying to hurt them. So he can turn around and just beat the hell out of you.
Yeah. Attempted assault, attempted violation of arts and cultural affairs.
Whoa.
And, cultural? I don't know about cultural or arts.
Well, it counts.
And disrupting live sporting event is what the guy's been charged with.
I'll give him that.
Well, is it a cultural affair or is it a sporting event?
It's both, obviously.
Yeah. Right. It is all. It's arts and cultural affairs and a live sporting event.
It is theater.
Yeah, but then it's not a sport.
There's a lot of people there that just shows forks and spoons over the spork in that crowd. Just dumbasses. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. No, they all went with a knife.
Yeah, they probably did. Or a fist.
It's got to be awkward for his friends like who were sitting next to him.
Yeah.
They pick up his souvenir cup and like, well, I guess this is mine now.
Well, one of them had to call his wife to go bail him out.
Wife?
I'm assuming.
A lot of those guys. Just,
Nick is right on that one.
On Craig's previous quiz, they just chose trough. I don't even write on the trough.
Trough. Wife.
Yeah, but so that guy's wife is pissed.
Yeah. She's like, I knew he shouldn't have gone.
Yep. He never liked that guy. That's his least favorite wrestler since he's been four.
Was he mad at the ref?
So glad my son grew out of that.
Apparently, Michael Strahan is going to be getting a ride into space. On the Blue Origin rocket, that's a Bezos thing.
Right.
How'd he get on there?
Bezos said, hey, do you want to go? And Mike said, yeah.
Well, they're going to do a big special on TV then.
He's not charging him?
No, apparently not. Or I'm not 100% sure on this. Apparently, he said he invited him for a ride, and he said yes.
Yeah, PR. He's on Good Morning America.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they'll
do
a whole feature behind, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but there were a couple paying customers on the last flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bezos doesn't need people to pay him. He's so rich, he doesn't care.
Does Bezos go on every one of these flights?
No, I don't think he went.
No.
No, he didn't go up with Shatner. He was just there when they got back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not – I hate to say one of these things are going to go down because they know what they're doing, so – let's hope that doesn't happen.
The part that would suck is like, yeah, you get to go into space, but then you got to hang out with Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, I think one of the guys who, maybe Craig reported on it, was on one of the flights. I think he
died
was
in a plane wreck.
Yeah, he was a paying customer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't die in that. He died in a plane crash.
Yep. Yep.
After he went to space?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Just a regular plane crash.
Yeah, right, yep.
Yeah, about a month later.
Yeah, it was a solo flight guy. Yeah.
Apparently, astronauts on the Blue Origin get some sort of stipend. Strahan is donating his to the Boys and Girls Club. Don't know anything else about a stipend on Blue Origin on a flight you're getting for nothing.
Well,
was that for in-flight meals?
Yeah.
Right. Got nothing. I don't understand. I mean,
for all the astronaut duties you're going to perform.
You're up there for 3 minutes. They serve you a meal.
Yeah, drink tickets.
Forgot my spork.
Yeah. Everybody gets some Tang.
Yeah.
And in Omaha, we don't have any beds.
There's get vaccinated.
In the hospital.
Hospital beds,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Get vaccinated, please, people. They showed a graph in the local news where unvaccinated goes straight up with deaths and hospitalizations, and vaccinated stays, I don't know, baseline.
Yeah.
Because you live.
So based on that graph.
And get a booster, by the way, too.
It would be better to get the vaccine.
Yeah, I've been
looking
told that.
The graph.
Yeah, I hate to. And we want to be a dead horse on the program. Most of our listeners are very cool, but get a vaccine. That way, your uncle doesn't die, your dad doesn't die, you don't die, your mom, sister, whatever. Yeah. Too many young people. There's a guy in his 40s in this city yesterday just died unvaccinated.
Yep.
But principled.
But he owned the libs.
Yeah, he did.
Sure, he owned them.
A teenage breaking and entering suspect is safe after he was rescued from drowning by the Boston police officers who were trying to arrest him.
By the way, where'd that come from? Why would somebody beat a dead horse? We all say that.
Yeah, it's some anger management problem.
I mean, somewhere in the old West, somebody was beating dead horses, and they said, why are you doing that? It's already over. That's what that means. Yeah.
You think it'd take a lot of effort to beat a horse to death.
Right.
It would.
I know.
I mean, they're big,
big
and
animal.
Strong.
Yeah,
it's a big animal.
When you do, you probably got to make sure. So you keep beating that dead horse because if it comes back to life, that might it's going to kick your ass.
It's going to be pissed, right.
So, you beat the dead horse.
Is that a pre-gun thing?
I don't know. Just Google it. What's the origin of beat the dead horse? Sorry, Craig, to interrupt that story.
No, you're fine.
I know you didn't care.
Take your time.
I know you didn't care.
I think you're fine.
My answer is spork.
Okay. It comes from the mid-19th century when the practice of beating horses to make them go faster was viewed as acceptable.
Got it.
To beat a dead horse would be pointless because it wouldn't go anywhere.
So it is pointless. I got it. So nobody actually started beating dead horses.
Had more to do with racing.
So it was a reference then, too. Got it.
Then killing them.
Good. Right.
No actual horses were killed during me saying beat a dead horse.
Nobody actually challenged a horse to a fight to the death.
Right.
That's smart.
Spork.
Ass butt stuff.
Final answer.
Yeah, run this segment last tomorrow. So
maybe
so I
not.
Get it out of the way then.
Yeah.
Ass butt stuff. hey, our buddy, the Maker going to stop in tomorrow, probably around this time, actually. Stand line Tuesday all day at TNT Radio Empire, TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast. Please download the podcast. And if you're listening anywhere, obviously on the radio stations we're on or the podcast, patronize the advertisers. That's why the show is free.
You can reach us via the Facebook page, the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Emails there all day. I'm going to tell that guy who's listening to the podcast on a road trip to just skip this segment.
No, you might want to wait on the spork.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he probably goes
and find out beat a dead horse and ass butt stuff's always good.
Okay, and finding out what not giving an F actually sounds like.
And go see Nick, too, by the way, Friday night. Where you
at, Nick? Cabo Bar in Beatrice, Nebraska.
Email, by the way, is TNT Radio Empire.com. We answer it all day.
See you in the morning. Have a good night. Tan Line Tuesday. Check it out.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.